Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
call. Hail, hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Now you listen to Old Fiddler if you want to keep it live. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
I can't get enough of that shit, people. I can't get enough of that shit. What's up, boss?
Timmy!
Yeah. Oh, man. Listen here, people. It's Too Much Music Thursday. It's the nightly edition. You know what I'm saying? Still doing the nighttime shows for a little minute. But we're going to be cranking this thing back over to the goddamn daytime in a minute once the goddamn Ford found on the roadside dead van get motherfucking fixed. And we'll be flipping it over to the regular scheduled program. I have to send shouts out to a very special Mexican friend and have a message for him.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Oh, my bad. It's Goofy. Outside the building. And it's going down. So, y'all already know what we do. You know what I'm saying? He says, thank heavens for this show. All right. And the little star marks, I guess that means they don't want to advertise heaven. And that's why they starred it out. So, yeah. Thank you, brother. Yeah, I know how we doing it, man. And it's going down, you know what I'm saying? Relying right here on the stars to smell the prize. You know what I'm saying? And the thing with and I made an announcement, you know what I'm saying, of Mr. Cyanide. What we're working on, people, is we're trying to move over to a new network, to the Paranormal Soup Network, and we trying some new technology using TeamViewer. And so I'm actually operating his computer all the way in the Netherlands right here from Tampa Bay, Florida. So that's how y'all going to be able to hear the show. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Totally crazy. But it's going down. Okay, that's what time it is. And we'll start that first song out. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie Bosqua. I probably said that kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, no. Hey, that's how I do. Shout out to Boss Squash, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
Oh. Music, mother music. You know what I'm saying? But since we got to give a shout out to Mrs. Boss Squash, how about we go ahead and do what we do up in here? You know what I'm saying? We get on our motherfucking mission. This is Boss Squash the Bogart featuring Straight Loc Rockers. And this is Your Mission.
Yeah.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Gotta get that money, man.
This motherfucker San Jose, California,
money,
right here, man. Playing to you live. Straight out of motherfucking Tampa Bay, Florida, 813. You already know Killsburg County is up in the
CIA. I'm on a mission and my Glock is loose. Bruce, Bob, Squash, and Goofy Bone about to get loot. Hustling every day in that 408. I gotta make that money so y'all can fucking hate. In that 06 Charger, you better all watch it. I'm still in Dickies with my Louis Vuitton wallet. Stomping in the streets cause I need my greens. Cause this money fulfills my dreams. I'm a gangster with so many hoes. They work for me and I collect their dough. Living the life like grown man should. Selling cocaine in my motherfucking hood. Making money 24/7. Cause I'm a gangster and I'll never see heaven. You gotta make this life what you make it. This money comes and goes just like my ex bitch.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that, gotta get that, gotta get that money, man. Yeah, man.
What a dude.
It's the boy Bruce Bruce.
Yeah.
Fucking with the homeboy by squad from the faculty, California.
Yeah.
Let's get it, man.
Let's get it.
We getting money round here, straight low, in the faculty. Push it hard, double up, get that guap by any means. Never gonna catch me slacking on anything. Check this sound skin, dog, I get my blood sweating since I love my city.
Home of the tame.
I love this dro dro.
Home of the tame.
You want it, come and get it, man. I got that merchandise. This shit will put your ass to sleep or keep you up all night. Goofy bone, bruise, bruise, rolling with my squad. We attack, we gon' make this shit hot. Tear the club a new asshole in any town. When we up in the building, it's going down. When we come through, you already know the crew. You already know the set. Homie, who the fuck is you? If you don't really know me, why you running your mouth? You gon' fuck with my money, I'ma knock your ass out.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Boy Boss, man. Collaborate with my niggas straight low.
Straight
records,
low,
man. We doing it real big, man. Real humongo, man. Get that money. Yeah.
They think I work at Wamu, counting all that cash. I'm counting stacks, racks, and bundles, popping rubber bands. I got about 20 shoeboxes filled with loot. Stash above my head in the ceiling in case I need a lawyer. Knew I'd do whatever's necessary to get my family through. I hustle hard for the money, hear it in my music too. Cash money, new money, last money, all money. I'm chasing all of it, sonny. Ain't a damn thing funny. On the mission, my daily grind, trying to fulfill my needs. I deserve the better thing. I got grande dreams. Come Sunday, me amigo. I got mucho dinero. I got a consistent cash flow. My mentality's so thorough. My tummy stay growling, hungry like a fat kid. That dude in my robber with that shit cheesy, bitch. My squad's getting it in with my straight low fan. Honda with my gold seat. Phone that money train.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man.
Cause my style straight drop.
Women classy like Coco Chanel. Independent, put up four for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them,
they put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the right stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the right stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend asked Mo Fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around. I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid, I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
They put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out.
Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we getting money.
Better. You say you want that girl, then go get it. crib. I'll show you Ron Jeremy ain't the only fat dude with a big dick. I stay so fresh, I love showing off. Me and Goofy Bone, we gon' make it to the top. I ain't never gonna stop, not even for a cop. And once a nigga drop, I ain't never gonna drop.
Now I'm on the plane back to Northern Jersey. Jose Reynolds, we on some straight hook records, presidential, it's continental red eye flight from the east to the west trip. It was like a couple years ago, a friend of mine told me, stay on your hustle, stay on your grind. And I know it might sound cliche, but this is Kanye's A, but it matters, young G's A. All little he's A, but now back to the verse. You call me 16, like Joe Montana on the throwback, 49-10. Go red voices, never looking old like Steve Young. Where I'm from, they down a bus, go toe to toe just for fun, playing dice for huns, blackjack, poker face, second fun. Wildin' on the Caribbean Islands with my dun-duns. Ain't nothing, we stay politicking. I remember I stayed up hustling for 3 days straight so I could count the Michael Jordans. Now I'm home, let's go. You know we ride east to the west side. Big paper on ours. You know we stars. Now what's up? We gon' show you what we working with. Get out phantoms, don't make riddles. We on some straight little records. Presidential is continental red eye flight. From the east to the west trip.
And that one over there, she a fucking nigga up. And that one let me try to sack to her ass crack. And that one love to get beat down from the back. And that one over there, yeah, she fucked with the bitch. But if the game right, she'll still let you hit it. And that one over there, man, she down for whatever. Fuck the pussy over, let the whole team head out. But that bitch there, she all about the bread. If your money right, get some dips low head. That bitch there, she ain't nothing but a tread. That's the type of hoe you don't wanna fuck with. But that bitch there, she got a little class. But get on the lick, she'll be giving up the ass. If you're not an entertainment, then your ass won't hear. Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the I'm a part of mine. Walked in the club, don't know drugs. And now I'm about to expose these hoes. That bitch there, she don't suck dick. Not for the free, but she'll suck the dick for a dick. And that there, is what I call bad. And that shit behind her, that's what I call ass. And that bitch there, that's what I call a eater. The sucker like a sucker nigga, nigga on the beat her. Bitch, I'm a pro, so I know these hoes. Fuck with her, so I can expose these hoes. Some of them in the club, and that girlfriend's loud. And she don't wanna dance, cause her shoes hurt her down. And that there, she'll let a nigga be. I call them hoes, every freak got a weed. And that bitch there, nigga, that's the bitch to get. You know the type of hoe that gets you down exclusive shit.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. I'm a for the mind. I'm a for the mind.
That nigga there, big bankroll. That nigga there, keep pounds of the drone. That nigga there, eat it all night. But that nigga there, like to beat it all night. That nigga there, buying out the bar. But that nigga there, wanna ride in your car. That nigga there, lame as a mug. He the one that always wanna hang in the club. That nigga there, always trying to tell you ain't none of them here. And that nigga there, he always in jail. Claim he got dope, but ain't never got bail. That nigga there, throwing up wounds. But that nigga there, he ain't throwing up none. And that nigga there, nothing but a bum. But that nigga right there, tell him he could get some, hey.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. I'm a for the mind. I'm a for the mind.
That bitch right there, she don't suck dick. And that bitch there, she ain't nothing but a trick. And that bitch there, she fuck hoes. And that bitch there, got a mouth full of goals. And that bitch there, fuck in the club. Falling everything when she suck a nigga up. That bitch there, body on blast. Itty bitty waist with a whole lot of ass.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mind. Now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. I'm a for the mind. I'm a for the mind.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. I'm a for the mind. I'm a for the mind.
Down where you from, east side, settle, say, let's ride. Handle your beat.
don't wait, you know what they say, the early bird gets it. So get up, it's the first of the month. Gotta re-up, got the bank and stuff. And we get it, and we spend it, and we can say fuck it, cause we earned it. So who are you to give a fuck if we splurging? They ain't used to how we live and they purging. And I'm urging to fuck the world, get the goodies and be out like I fucked the girl. Stack rack, avoid getting clapped. If you can do that, then I'll grind your ass. Money flow good like the water in the mountains. Charging for that too, cause it's running through your faucet. What you think I'ma do when they get the revenue? I'ma get that double that handle.
Handle your beat. Put it down where you call me. Side saddle, say let's ride. Handle your beat.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a... Can I call down there and see about getting a bus ticket?
To where?
Hawaii.
From where? From Pelham to where?
Hawaii. What's trying that? To take the family like on a vacation.
Okay. Can you hold on real quick?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't be on hold too long. This calling card about to go off.
Okay, then, just give me the name of the city and the state.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
How
are you going to Grand?
H-A, Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Right.
On the Greyhound to Hawaii?
That's right.
No, I don't think the Greyhound, so you got to call the plane.
Hey, I can't call the plane. It costs too damn much.
Well, I mean, there's no way to...
I mean, you can't, like, make some kind of arrangement to drive us, like, to the coast and make some arrangement to get us on the boat or something?
You have to call a travel agency for that.
Now, what is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Travel agency.
Right, what does they do? Is that like the...
They'll set you up tickets for a cheaper rate.
To go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
On the bus?
Yeah.
So you do have a bus and go to Hawaii?
It'll go to L.A., and then from there you have to take a boat.
Right. Now, listen, let me ask you, can I transport my hogs?
I don't know.
I mean, I like on the Greyhound. Can I take my animals?
I don't know. You got to call Greyhound for 800.
Well, this is the number right here. It says Greyhound. That's what I dial.
Yeah, but I'll
give you... Look here, I need to get some answers right now. Somebody's ass going to get whooped.
Chill, Sleep Rhythm, Good Life Records, Straight Ballin' Part 3, rest in peace to the homie Pa.
Oh, don't got your eyes on me, it is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top, see the butter cuts in the drop, cut straight ballin' like Pa, like Ted, like Pa. Oh, don't got your eyes on me, it is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top. For the hate, I'm G to the D in the throw by rhythm, all black, bitty cow, yeah, your number one killer. We hate it for the ruckus, but you bust a cane face, took a time to the bullet, that's my city. And these killers in my hood ain't showing no pity. I'm the top dog, so you know they rich, and this is your ass, thankful when Ebo City. Going to my hood, I can
messed up, don't you read? That's something that you niggas don't want. I know you lames in the industry, seeing it. They can't nail one of you like this foot in it. Good time to be gone if you don't mind your own. It's a good life, baby, sitting pretty on chrome. Oh, no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? Peanut butter guts in the drop. Cut a straight ballin' like pop, like pen. Oh, no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? Peanut butter guts in the drop. Cut a straight ballin' like pop, like pen. Oh, no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? Peanut butter guts in the drop. Cut a straight ballin' like pop, pen. Oh, no, got your eyes on me. Surprised to see a good nigga on top. See the boy the guts in the drop. Cause I'm straight falling like pop. I'm the type of nigga stay holding it down. On my own shit when I'm rolling around. And when I'm out clubbing, I be hoping they climb. Cause I got some 5-5, gotta open they spine. Good rods let loose, block for the deuce. And when I lock and load it, I'ma let loose. So I hope you got on your wetsuit. Cause I'ma show you how I really jack the high bed do. CGG is fuck your bitch up. Skeeze your bitch up, my dick nut. You know they stay out of sight, out of mind. But since my dick in the mouth, had to write a line. What? Want to get dealt with one at a time, trust. No evidence when I left my nine, but mine at ease, I'm letting this pine puff. Thought she had a dime, but the bitch was just a fine slut. Oh, no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? Peanut butter guts in the drop. Cut a straight ballin' like pop, like pen. Oh, no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? Peanut butter guts in the drop. Cut a straight ballin' like pop, like pen.
In the club, hands on love. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on love. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Beauty shaking fast like she's driving in a NASCAR. Club, them rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. DJ, what's up? Get a record, sweating armpits. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Making go wild, hide you like a circus. Get a diddy drop, no hit him with a two step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Scoring real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Climbing to the top, shake the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet suit contest. Party stay live, you'll be party to the sun hit. Yo, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on love. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on love. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl blood. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at a G, yeah, she really want me. I think it's 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring it back stacking, Sack King macking. US to gear up, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Keep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my feet, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big, you know, but Ching Ching partner, German rock wilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gon' stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Never in the club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rosé, low, hit me back, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six niggas going like Moss real deep. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails on Mackin. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six niggas girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active.
Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Benny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What?
Woo! And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle. I don't give a fuck.
Mighty. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. Still up in the building. On a Too Much Music Thursday, what we do right here is play nothing but independent hits. Back to back to back, track for track for track. You know what I'm saying? Save you all the drama of, you know, hearing all of that talk of the talk. So we just walk the walk and let you hear it back to back. So we're doing a little Florida versus Cali, you know what I'm saying? Not in that type of way, but back-to-back hits, you know what I'm saying, from Florida all the way to Cali and everywhere in between. We're going to get into it after the nutty news, if you know what I mean. And that's coming up at the top of the hour. So, yeah, we're just doing what we do, playing the hits. Shouts out once again to Goofy Bone and Bosquatch. Out there in San Jose, California, you know what I'm saying, chilling at Straight Low Ruckus Studios, you know, or wherever everybody may be at, you know what I'm saying, what's happening to you. And this is what we do up in here, you know what I'm saying, jamming out with Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize that, you know, I'm on my natural ice, you know what I'm saying, because...
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
No.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo boys, ILG New Spash Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, opinion. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is, holding it down. Shook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keed. Figuring better things to come your way. Breaking the game entertainment. All that support. We out of here.
Yeah. You already know what time that is. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. Real big DJ Party Time. What to do? And we'll get back into some music, man. And who turned this on? Is it on? Was that? Is that on back on us? Yeah, I think it's back on us. All right. Back on us. No. Back on y'all. This is Keyed One. Check it out.
Yo, DJ smells so good. And DJ Party Time. It's Wrecking the Game Entertainment, y'all. Roll with it, or get rolled the fuck over. It's the mixtape, and I'm Keyed, Mr. Rude as usual, the Bay Area. Let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party, but come on, bring your jacket, bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust a nut.
That's right.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party, but come on, bring your jacket, bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust a nut.
Yeah. Talking that, walking that, spinning hoes, cause I really wouldn't mind if I could get up in the hoes. Looking cute, but I was keeping them both, thinking which one would like to take it down in the throat. When I'm fucking these hoes, there ain't no love involved, so I strap with a condom, I ain't going in raw. Shit, I hit them all if I'm given a chance. Nah, I'm bullshitting, see a few that I pass. But if I'm fading, maybe smash, go all up in your gut. We in the back of the bus, way all up in the cut, staring at each other in this mutual lust. I had thoughts of running up and I ain't giving a fuck. So listen up, baby, while I'm speaking the truth, you'll be thinking about me when you go back on the roof. Who cares? Another sip when it's on me, having you feel like you're the one.
Come on,
go down.
Attention, all ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jay Creek, tell him how I feel about him.
Kiss me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie.
You walk like you got good pussy. Scoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dad, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail done, and sit up on the bar stool. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them stinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it, you don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass.
ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
You fine and you new, walking off the movement like you knew, like you knew. Booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion, let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it up and down on it like you got hydraulic. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the key to the Chevy Impala. Been a few corners with your girls going shopping. All in the mall, everybody trying to holler. Your money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dog, you got problems.
Round and around and around we go. Get the money maker, let me see you low.
out on me, cause I'm not the ordinary guy. But I give her what she wants and all that she needs. I'm hitting it so hard, I think this girl's gonna bleed. Baby girl wants to go round two with the big bad bone. She's understanding now why I was on Jenny Jones. She's loving this gangster, cause down there I guess I'm so thick. She's sucking the bone, trying to reach the fucking popsicle stick. I'm bending her over, throwing it in like I'm rolling some dice. I'm trying to beat this girl's guts, but I wanna be nice. I'm giving her the everlasting feeling, if you know what I mean. And you can have it any time of the day, just call me.
Girl, your body all over my body, and we ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No, girl, your body all over my body,
my body.
Girl, we're talking body language.
Girl, your body all over my body,
and we ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No, girl, your body all over my body,
my body.
Talking body language.
Because you just a bop a bitch, and you know that's paper over pussy, man.
got feelings. Tearing up, mixing up, holding shots. I only kill beats with tremendo knives. Stop your new job, it's going down. Straight low, getting the gutter boys from the east side.
Party in the west coast, making it dope. It's on a man to get it, the appropriate hoes. Cause yo, like watching me come and go. Push the star buttons, we're supposed to move. Look, do you now the best lane with the bad little bitch. You like to push and play. Plus, she's the type, yeah, to go for a break. Keep moving that way, kill a phone, not yay. My Glock is shiny and I got to go. Cruising the streets of Eastside San Ho. Rolling with the gutter boy, yeah, it's true. We're all clicking up and I thought you knew. Boss squash hooked us up and now we're making millions. In the way straight luck is going, we're on the way to trillions. Yeah, I just calm down now. Got the girlie screaming, now I got to go bone now. But before I leave, I got to pull a card about my sleeve. God bless me with so many tricks. Something like a Jedi cause I snatch your bitch. And that's how I do it, living on the west. I'm always a villain, no Superman up on my chest. And you know how I get down, where's the blunt? Cause I wanna get high now. Fucking the West Coast, making it dope. It's automatic, heavy, the appropriate host. Cause yo, like, watch me come and go. Push the start.
Hustle
hard,
get money.
Boy, Blake, I see you, boy.
Get money.
On TV, you haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
right, people, it's time for the Nutty News. Nutty News of the day. I don't have one of those, I have one of those cool jingles like Mr. Goofy Bone has, but hey, we get it in. And what we do right here, man, at the top of the hour for a couple of minutes is give y'all a brief around the world, and I mean the world, a report on what's going on. You know what I'm saying? This is the Nutty News. Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And we started this thing off in Brazil. Yeah, I mean Brazil. McDonald's must pay obese employee $17,500. Yeah, I let that set in. A Brazilian court ruled that McDonald's must pay a former franchise manager $17,500 because he gained 65 pounds while working there for a dozen years. The 32-year-old man said he felt forced to sample the food each day to ensure quality standards remained high, and because McDonald's hired mystery clients to randomly visit restaurants and report on the food, service, and cleanliness. Damn. Now, you already know, if one person get away with it, you know what I'm saying, everybody else going to get away with it. Shouts out to XXXXXX. Yeah, all right, there we go. What's that to you? Welcome to the Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? You're in tune to the Nutty News. Over here in the United States of assholes, the USA. Oh, yeah. I can't go to work today because, yeah. A Chicago-based website said a survey uncovered a number of strange excuses for missing work, including a chicken attack and a finger stuck in a bowling ball. The employees surveyed the most bizarre excuses they received for employees missing work, included a worker saying his mother was attacked by a chicken, an employee who claimed to have a finger stuck in a bowling ball, a hair transplant gone bad, and a home invasion by a cow. Oh, man. And a foot caught in a garbage disposal. I would give a reward to that last one, but, it's part of the whole scheme of things, so I can't penalize everybody. But I'll penalize the next person. Over here in Washington, shouts out to Heavenly Angel, probably down the street from you. A 4-year-old boy shoots mother with a shotgun. Yeah. 23-year-old Kitsap woman was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after her 4-year-old son shot her in the side with a semi-automatic shotgun. The woman told detectives that she didn't hear the boy loading the weapon because she had her back turned and was talking on the phone. She also said she had no idea how he got access to the shotgun. The boy's father had given him the cartridge earlier. Boy, look at here, people. Here's your award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Get shot on your day off. That's fucked up. Oh, it's S. My bad, people. S. Okay, there you go. Shouts out to S. And yes, I am high. Over here in Florida, woman kills baby for interrupting Facebook Farmville game. Fucking right. I was almost on level. I'm lying like a motherfucker. I don't play that shit. A Jacksonville mother charged with shaking her baby to death has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. Actual Alexandra V. Tobias, 22, was arrested after the death of three-month-old Dylan Lee Edmondson. She told investigators she became angry because the baby was crying while she was playing a computer game called Farmville on the Facebook social network, social networking site. Wow. Your award, ma'am.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Damn, boy, that's fucked up. People do some sick shit when they get kids in these in this world. And, you know, ladies, close your motherfucking legs. You know what I'm saying? God damn. You want to have no fucking kids, close your goddamn legs. Men, I don't know, close your motherfucking pee hole. I don't goddamn know, but shit. If you don't want kids, you know what I'm saying, stop bringing them into this goddamn world involuntarily if you don't motherfucking want to take care of goddamn Facebook. But this is for the kid, man. Trenton police officer charged with having sex. Well, I wouldn't be surprised about that there, brother. We have our local police officers do the same thing. And, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah, man, please. Police officers are the scum of the earth. And I tell them that daily. Yes, you are the scum of the earth. You know, there's the blind leading the blind. Law enforcement is the blind leading the blind. Yeah. You take my weed so you can go around the corner smoking with your homeboy. Right. Anyway, over here in Indianapolis, parents told to dump disabled kids at shelters. Right. Indiana's budget crunch has become so severe that some state workers have suggested leaving severely disabled people at homeless shelters if they can't be cared for at home. Parents and advocates said. They said workers at Indiana's Bureau of Developmental Disability Services have told parents that that's one option they have when families can no longer care for children at home and haven't received Medicaid waivers that pay for services that support disabled people living independently. Damn. That is fucked up. He was on suspended without pay. Well, I mean, yeah. Look at all the school kids. Look at all the school teachers that's in the headlines. You know what I'm saying? All the school teachers in the headlines, you know. And people, I know y'all be like, what the fuck is he talking about? If you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio, you can be in the chat room on the bridge, as we call it, and chatting with some groovy folks from around the world. Shouts out to Canada and California, Florida, and S, I don't know where you're from, but shouts out to you. And so you can actually, you know, engage in a different conversation and actually be able to know what the hell I'm talking about. But, I mean, we got school teachers that within the, you know, this at least the past two, three years, have been in the headlines like every other month for sleeping with one of their students. You know what I'm saying? A little 14-year-old, 15-year-old. You know, under 18, I don't give a damn. If you ask under 18, this is not Germany, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no six. Oh, well, though. Well, you know, I took a trip to Germany, and the consent is 16 over there. So, you know, I thought that was okay. Hell nah, mother. You know, goddamn well with the legal age limit for screwing around with any kids. Yeah, shouts out to the Boston Bean out there. Everybody out there in Boston, Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there kicking it. That's what it do. Hold on real quick. See somebody. Walk on over here. Timmy, you got
Timmy!
All right. 408 is in the building. 408. You are in the building. Happening what is. Okay, 408.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Okay, people.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Right. You're going to crack. You're going to crack, Goof. You're going to crack. But it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, everybody call this number back. 408 blah, blah, blah. 73 blah, blah, blah. Yeah, y'all call that number back real quick. Oh, don't pick my motherfucking number out there, man. Cause you're dead, man. Wait a minute, that's up in Cali. Don't know what they say. Hey, you Mark. Don't put my number out there, you Mark. I don't know the lingo, Cali. It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You up in the building, though, man. You want to compensate. You know what I'm saying? What? Wasn't one of Tiger's a 14-year-old hoe? Hell no. Tiger Woods better not have been underage with them chicks now. That don't make no sense. It was, you know, he was cross-sized already. You know what I'm saying? He was off-sized already. But, you know, I ain't speaking on that. But if he's doing his thing, yeah, he's doing his thing. No shouts out to Tiger Woods. Anyways, over here in Pennsylvania, shouts out to Easy Rider, bid66.com. Make sure y'all check that out. Y'all looking for cheap items to bid on. He give you 10 free bids if you go sign up today. And he give you extra 10 if you tell him smell so good sent you. Yeah, right. Might take 10 away from you. A man is shot dead after refusing to play Russian roulette. Wilmington police say two illegal immigrants have been charged with murder and the shooting death of Juan Tomas Chavez Robles. Probably because his name was too long. Oh, my bad. 30 years old of Mexico during that game of Russian roulette. Police said a 31-year-old Antonio Vieira was charged with second-degree murder, and 28-year-old Cecilio Mendez Ballesteros. I'm probably cursing somebody out in Mexican. I am sorry. Was charged with first-degree murder. Both men also were charged with possession of a deadly weapon during a felony. Okay. Excuse me, people, why I give out some awards. Alrighty.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And, I got some special music for him, you know what I'm saying, since, you know, He is a Mexican, you know what I'm saying? I got a little special, I don't want to give him the old, wah-wah, the taps, you know what I'm saying? That's that American shit. I got something for him. Here you go, brother.
Vamos a Tepa, tierra soñada, donde la vida es un primor, donde me espera mi chapeteada, la única dueña de mi amor.
Oh no, he sound like that little glove on the Rashironi commercial. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what a Milo in my family. Oh, you know what I'm saying. Keeping it moving. Keeping it moving. Right. And this is another news, people. If y'all don't know what y'all are tuned into right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, Starship Smelly Prize. Over here in Sweden. Yeah, taking this thing all the way across the world. And I mean the world. Al Gore leaves car running for an hour during speech. And he took the wrong picture, man, that they use all the way around the world. When he yelled out some epithet and he's got his mouth open like he's ready to receive. And I'm not going to tell you what. Yeah. Intriguingly, the master of world climate himself, yeah, right, arrived in a rental car from the airport and subsequently left the engine running for the entire lecture. That is to say, about 1 hour. Incidentally, local legislation prohibits, for very good environmental reasons, for example, pollution, any car engine idling for more than 60 seconds. Fines are severe, and as far as they know, he was not fined. What the? Why? What the? Okay, I almost made my head hurt because I was about to think about that. You know what I'm saying? I was actually about to think about that. Yeah. Shouts out to the 408, man. You know what I'm saying? I ought to call him back now. Really blow him, wasn't it? He wasn't bullshitting. He really had my number. He ain't going to call you back, brother. He ain't going to call you back. Anyways, over in California, shouts out to all the Californians. Researchers find a liberal gene. Yeah. Liberals may owe their political outlook partly to their genetic makeup, according to new research from the University of California in San Diego and Harvard University. Yeah. Ideology is affected not just by social factors, but also by a dopamine receptor gene called DRD4. I repeat, a dopamine receptor gene. What the is that? I don't know, but okay. The study's authors say this is the first research to identify a specific gene that predisposes people to certain political views. And you all are smoking crack. Yeah, literally smoking educated crack, that is. Right. Right. I guess they're going to find out and about die while I was independent. You know what I'm saying? Well, he started out saying he was a Democrat, but now he just says he's an independent. I don't know where that gene at. Where's the independent gene at? Yeah, I got an independent gene. You know what I'm saying? Yes, in my genes, if you know what I mean. Oh, did he say that?
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
I know. Here we go, people. Keeping this thing moving on, man. Over in Nebraska, man is accused of waterboarding girlfriend. That's a crime. Okay. Lincoln police say Trevor Case has been charged with false imprisonment, domestic assault, and making terroristic threats. Investigators say the 22-year-old man told officers that Case confronted her when she got home from work and accused her of being with someone else. The woman told police Case bound her wrist, tied her to a couch, and stuffed socks in her mouth. He then put a shirt over her head and poured water over it, creating the sensation of drowning. Damn. That's fucked up, but here's your award, homie.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Man, people do some, what? People are some crazy mother Mudanekov. Some crazy Mudanekov. See, if you don't know what I'm saying, then go look it up in the Dutch dictionary. Mudanekov. Boy, that's crazy. Keeping it moving, though. Keeping it moving. Won't be moving to Nebraska. Over in England, woman picks up her own head after a horse fall. This doesn't even sound right, people. This does not even sound good. A horrific fall from a horse left a woman with such a severely broken neck, she was forced to pick up her own head. Man, that's just one of them. You know how you get kicked in the balls, or women, I guess your titties get pinched hard. I don't know. But if you get that feeling, you know, like you can feel it, like, oh, like you see it in the movies, like, oh. Damn. Thea Maxfield, who runs a stud farm in Oxfordshire, England, suffered a hangman's break, a clean break of the upper cervical vertebrae, when she fell from her dressage horse. I couldn't move my neck or my head, and I had to literally pick my head up and carry it in my hand. Damn, that hurts my neck, people. That I can feel that. And that just feels like that hurts.
Damn.
But thank you, she's alive, though. Thank you, Lord. Man. Over here in Boulder, Colorado, man shot himself while sleepwalking. And I won't buy that for a dollar. Police said a Boulder man who told police he woke up to a bang and realized he suffered a gunshot wound to his knee, likely shot himself while sleepwalking. The Daily Camera reported that 63-year-old Sanford Rothman told investigators he had no clear recollection of the incident, and no one else was in Rothman's home at the time. Boy, I was going to give you an award, but you know what I'm saying? That's a medical condition, so I can't give you an award. But, yeah, people, if you suffer from sleepwalking, I don't think having a weapon in the house is the best thing, especially if you got access to it opening like that. You know what I'm saying? Why you just... Back in Pennsylvania land, one bed bug. Yeah, people, one bed bug sends 3,500 students home for the rest of the week. And I mean the week. Wow. And let's take a closer look, shall we? A student who showed up for a class with what is believed to be a bed bug on his clothing prompted the closure of Community College of Allegheny County's North Campus in McCandless, sending 35 students as well as employees home for the rest of the week. The decision to cancel classes was made as a precaution. The unidentified student, whose apartment is being treated for pests, entered the building mid-morning and the bug was spotted. People, hold on, people, listen. A bed bug is a microscopic-sized little spot. A gathering of them, you would see. One bed bug on a person walking around? I doubt that. I could be wrong, but I doubt that. I could be wrong, but I doubt that. Wow. Anyways, guess where we're at? Oh, man. People, I got to give an applause real quick. Let me take a break real quick just to announce where we are at, people. We're in Canada.
Shit. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, my man. I don't know if they get down like that up in there in Canada. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No. Yes, people, we are in Canada. Susie Furland. Yes, we are at her back door. Maybe not, but maybe so. I don't know. Anyways, two brothers fight over who got the bigger piece of steak. Hopefully this was not in anyone's family that I know. Right. Around 11 p.m., the 17-year-old brother went berserk and began smashing things in their Craig Flower Road apartment with a hockey stick. Because despite him doing the cooking, his 22-year-old brother got the larger piece of steak for dinner. When police arrived, they saw the younger brother had punched out some of the drywall, as well as a computer monitor. The brother had also took a toaster into the bathroom and threatened to kill himself by throwing it in a bathtub full of water. People, I'm straight. Here you go, brother.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, he wouldn't be mad at me, though, because you know I would have told him, you dumb motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck.
Kill yourself. Shit. Get your ass in the tub. Hold on. Let me put some ice in there for you. Do it 7-pound style. We're going to do this shit Will Smith style. We're going to 7 pounds your ass so we can save the organs and shit. Oh, man. This is on a sad note in the last one today, people. Last article of the day. This is pretty sad. Over in Colorado, 31 rusty nails are found in Basset Hound puppy. Fucking boo news. God damn it. Stop eating shit. Damn it. Goofbone, you better watch boo news, man. Tell him what he's going around fucking eating. A Colorado Springs family is hiding metal objects in their home after their puppy ate 31 rusty roofing nails, her rabies tag, and siding. Damn. She ate her rabies tag and some siding. Carla Bork told KM something something TV in Denver they noticed something wasn't amiss with Sophie, their 1-year-old Basset Hound. We noticed one evening that she started throwing up and she wouldn't lie down, and that's pretty out of character for her. When the x-rays came out, there were nails and other objects in her stomach. Ooh, man, that seemed like that would hurt. But dogs do the strangest things, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
It is a good day to die.
Sorry. Not for the pets, though. Right. Got a little something extra special, people. Now we'll do it for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I do mean the world. I want to give a little poetry reading up in here real quick. This is Mutab Baruka talking about junk food.
Remember the cold supper shop we used to stop at? You coulda eat anything. It was like your granny cooking. Corn dumpling, ahaki, from big fat matty, 2 peas and rice. Used to really taste nice. Now a ice cream stand taking over the land.
junk food pulling up the pace. This is another disgrace. Junk food pulling up the pace. And no good food I've got to waste. Strawberry ice cream, raspberry ice cream, them a berry way, you know see. Ice cream, hot dog ice cream, living the American dream. Junk food, filling up the place. This is another disgrace. Junk food, filling up the place. And now good food, I got to waste. Ratchet teeth. But it's only ice cream you gonna get to eat. Jukes on the corner taking the scene. Puffing up your belly with ice cream. The scene get mean. Run your must, but your belly might bust. Gunshot clap. One of your friends drop. Flex out time. Flex out time. Leaving your ice cream behind. Junk food, pulling up the place. This is another disgrace. Junk food, pulling up the place. And now good food, I got to wear. Follow fashion is the art of the day. Can't get no food, that is what them say. Miss Matty Shop, have to move. Granny cooking out of groove. This is Jackie Day. Announcing the opening of an ice cream stand in the parish of St. Anne. Next month is Westmoreland and another one in Clarendon. Watch out, Portland. Strawberry ice cream, raspberry ice cream, Demaberry way. You know, see, ice cream, hot dog ice cream, living the American dream. Junk food, pulling up the place. And now good food, I got to be.
You're a Rasta girl?
Yes.
You eat junk food?
No.
What you call junk food?
Junk food is things that are not good for you, like dairy ice cream.
You don't eat dairy ice cream?
No.
What kind of ice cream is it?
Soy ice cream.
Oh, that's different from dairy ice cream?
Yeah.
So what are the food you call junk food?
Like candies and sweets. Other types of sweets.
How old is?
11.
You ever eat meat yet?
No.
No? You never eat meat yet?
No.
No meat at all?
Mm-mm.
She never ceases to amaze me, oh, how she struggles on the day. Her life is a mess, yet she's never less than a lady.
A way that's so respectable. She never laid with a man for money, so the kids can be proud of mommy. She never rolled out in the fight to survive. Keep on.
through your spine. Think upon those things that make us human. Think upon those words that turn us against one another. Think about those instants when change soars into the sky, when you feel limitless, impervious, impervious to sorrow. So, next time you curse the world, remember that you are part of it. Remember your significance in the eyes of the beholder. Then, and only then, will you be able to think of beauty. But right now, hush, and think upon those things.
What I saw was
It's Q Frazier, you know what I'm saying? Representing Real Big for We Lit. And shout out to We Lit, you know what I'm saying? Out there on tour promoting the book and CD From Pedal to Steeple. And make sure y'all check that out if you ever come across them. You know what I'm saying? You can hear more hits like that there, Voodoo Child, and all other good hits and good poems that she got in the book as well as on the CD. You can pick that up as a package set. And, yeah. Or you can hit them up, 813-516-5136. That's 813-516-5136. Tell them Smells So Good sent you, man, for a discount. They might add a little bit more on it, but hey, that's a discount. Get it to Little Red Shades right here, man. We want, you know what I'm saying, smooth this thing on out for the last 9 minutes. I'd like to thank everybody who rolled out with Two Punch Music Thursday right here live on the Record of the Game radio show. Nightly edition, you know what I'm saying, with normal on 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we got a couple of things that we're working on right now, and the show must go on. So that is why it's going on at night. So tune in to us. If not, catch us out in the archives, man. It's going down real big. And don't forget, coming up in a few minutes at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you have the Worldwide Radio Show with Goofy Bone, the host, and then the Straight Loc Records going down real big. You know what I'm saying? It's Worldwide Radio. So tune in to that. You know what I'm saying? Playing all the independent hits, you know what I'm saying, from around the world. And we're continuing the party on right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. All right, that's coming up at 12 o'clock hour. So y'all got about 30 minutes after the show. Tune in, get your bud on, smoke on, toke on, and all that, and get ready for the show because it is going down. Peace out to Heavenly Angel, Messiah 9, Goofy Bone, Susie Fur, S. That popped up off in here. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else is riding out Record the Game Radio. Miss Computer Lady, Teddy J. You know what I'm saying? Easy Rider, Marty Torres, and the Solution over there holding it down tonight. You know what I'm saying? They got their thing. Shout out to the Muslim 360 doing his thing. Let me see who else got live shows going on right now. Then you got Miss Mary Jane. Shout out to her. Love Productions in. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sweet D Love and Friends out there, Online Think Tank, TBS, Garrett Radio, Pastor Jackson, Mojave Desert Center, Literature Diva, MZM Indie Radio, Knucklebones Radio, Mother Knows, and Green Angel Entertainment, who all got shows coming up on tomorrow. So y'all make sure y'all tune in. Shows starting as early as, I believe, 3, 2, 7. Wow, 7 a.m. So y'all tune in as early as 7 a.m. tomorrow, man, and start checking out the shows right here live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It's going now. And I'll holler at y'all on the flip side. Beaches.
Was amazed by these other guys, brush him off, not for long, next thing I'm waving by, cause he had a face I never saw before, I give dudes a chance only if they are mature,
sure.
And he was everything I'm looking for, nice cut, real neat, all that and even more, only the future knows what could be in store, could he be the one, but I'm not even sure,
sure.
So I guess I gotta find out, looks all deceiving, gotta know him inside out, I said to myself, just give him a chance. Came to me close and asked for a dance,
okay.
A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he would wipe.
That's right.
But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night.
Nope.
See, because I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that fight. But he wasn't trying to play me. He said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far this will take me.
You're my favorite.
to believe in me. He said he saw what these others can't see in me. I told him maybe so that could even be, but I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down, and I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice, and like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts, and all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always exact. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs, cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.
Okay, unblocked caller, what's happening? You on the Star Trek Enterprise? What it do?
What's that?
What's
that?
Yeah.
I just wanted to send a shout out to Starship Smelly Prize.
All right, what it do? What it do? What's happening with you, homie? Home skillet.
Just chilling. Loving the show, man.
All right, who this be? Who this him?
It's the dude from Paranormal 101 show.
Oh, Paranormal? Oh, that's what time it is. What's the Adam Wizard?
Yeah.
Jamie?
No. You probably see me on Blog Talk somewhere, Paranormal 101.
Oh, you got your own show. Yeah. You do got your own show.
Yeah.
I'm surprised my peoples ain't network with you. You don't know Cyanide or Heavenly Angel?
Yeah, I know. I know Cyanide, definitely.
You know Cyanide, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's my co-host. Yeah. You say he makes his round.
Yeah.
My dog be getting he get around, man. You know what I'm saying? He represent Netherlands heavy though. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the people out there. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. But yeah. We actually coming. You said now you on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because we actually moving, we got a, and you might be interested to check this out. I don't know if he turns you on to it, but it's the Paranormal Soup Network.
Yeah, I heard of it. That's Jackal's gig, right?
Yeah, with Jackal. So we got that kind of in the workings where we're going to be, pretty soon moving over there too and doing our thing over there, but heading up the entertainment section because I don't really get into the paranormal side.
Word,
so I'm
going to
bring the, I do, but you know what I'm saying, not in the discussion like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can go anywhere with you. I can go around the motherfucking cosmos, but I'll let you
stick to what
you know.
That's what I like about it. That's what I like about it, man. The show is hot because of that.
Yeah, that's what's up, you know. So, you know, I welcome all opinions, you know what I'm saying, all views. Gay, straight, skinny, and small, whatever you want to do, you short or tall, you know what I'm saying? I like them all. You know, the world. That's what this whole radio show is about, is the world. And we're about pushing independent music, you know what I'm saying? Strictly independent music. No commercial.
That's a beautiful thing.
No T.I., no Gucci, none of them Lady Gaga, Pink, none of that crap. Definitely none of that crap. But anyway, didn't even mean to go there. But anyway.
Shit,
but yeah,
man,
thank you, my brother.
They don't need the support.
Yeah, shoot. Send your show information out there, man. Let the world know what time it is.
Well, those out there, you can check me out on blogtalkradio.com/theparanormal, and we delve into the paranormal and the metaphysics and the quantum science and the ancient astronauts and aliens and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Hip hop on the side, of course.
All right. Y'all into opening chakras and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're into that, but it isn't really focused on that. We'll talk about that in the menu,
yeah.
You know, but it's just pretty much guest-based. We'll get on a guest that'll specialize in the topic, and we go on from there.
Oh, let them do their thing, yeah.
Exactly. You know, so it isn't coming just from some cat that knows a little bit, you know what I mean? It's coming from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I kind of like to give information. You know what I'm saying? I like to bring a person on who really know. You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
Like cyanide. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like why we got a perfect combination of the show. Because I can kind of go off into Never Never Land. You know what I'm saying? And he can support that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say some far out kind of stuff, and he'd be like right there, like, okay, yeah, this, and he puts meaning to it. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Where I would find no meaning in it. He actually sums it up and puts some meaning to it. Little does he know. You know what I'm saying? We all don't know how big our star shines in this universe. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
Until somebody says, man, I see you. So, you know, I see him, though. You know, and I let him know that. You know what I'm saying? I see him. So, but,
awesome Avatar, huh?
Yeah, well, no, I ain't never watched Avatar, man. This is just my personal, this is just me.
That's what they say in that movie too, man. So you
yeah, they just
right.
Stole my line. They just stole my line. You know what I'm saying? That's all. They stole my enlightenment. You know what I'm saying?
You must have some Cherokee up in you somewhere.
Brother, I'm black, man. I'm straight out of everywhere. I'm gonna
no
leave
doubt.
It like that. I'm straight out of everywhere. You chase my background, it's gonna have some of it and everything in it. But I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere, but
exactly.
Nowhere at all. So,
hey, we all are.
Yeah, we all a part of this. We from Earth. If you want to call yourself anything, call yourself Earth, because that's where your ass going back to. You know what I'm saying? In a couple of years. So enjoy yourself while you're here. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do my thing. But definitely, man, I'm gonna definitely check you out, man. Because I mean, like through Sinai and Heavenly Angel and Jackal and. You know, that whole slew of people on the paranormal side, I mean, they really had me looking into some, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, you know, with a capital C, because I know our government fucking us over every day anyway. So, you know, we all vibe on that same level. So when we
yeah.
go into paranormal stuff and we go into different talks, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know, I'm there, you know, but I let them really control that because they know, you know, how to take you through the ins and outs, you know what I'm saying, without getting lost.
Word.
It's been real cool. So I'm gonna definitely check you out. You know what I'm saying, and see. You know what I'm saying. If he's hanging out, if Sinai's hanging out, you know what I'm saying. I know I can hang out.
Word.
That's how I put
you see,
it. I know I can hang out.
I ain't popping off my show too often, but you know it's there. We got a pretty big archive, and like whenever I do a show, it's mostly music now. So like.
Okay.
You know, that's what I've been focusing on lately, and that's why I dig your show, too, you know what I mean? I can hear some new shit and just get a good laugh in between, man, just straight-up entertaining all around.
Oh, yeah, you know, well, just want to let you know, this is a family show here. We don't use words like shit. only fuck and motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Well, we don't use shit. Yeah.
Definitely.
No, I'll just fuck with you. But, yeah, on Thursdays, though, I do Too Much Music Thursdays where I try to get, you know, all the artists that done sent me new music and just everybody because I talk a lot during the week on, like, different everything. You know what I'm saying? Monday, we do health. Tuesdays, we massacre somebody's language. We tear it up. Wednesday, we just sit around and talk about weed smoking. You know what I'm saying? And then Thursday, you know, that's the day that's just no talking, though. Just strictly smashing out indie hits, you know what I'm saying, so people can really hear the music, you know what I'm saying, to hear the artists that I really got, you know what I'm saying.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. And to give you some props, that female MC you just played, I think that's probably the hottest stuff that I've heard so far. You know what I mean?
Man, but I'm telling you,
like, she is mad.
I can't even speak on Red Shade. I have to do a whole show on Red Shade. She out of Boston, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Red Shades. But I mean, now, and you know Goofy Bone, right?
Yeah.
He don't,
I don't
know
him
know
personally. I know him through your shows.
Yeah, but he. I mean, we go neck and neck on promoting her from back in the days, and I mean, we've been promoting her for like 2 years now, and she way past us though. I mean, she need our help, but she don't. She's a thoroughbred artist. I mean, thoroughbred artist from. I mean, YouTube videos. Look up on YouTube, Red Shades. You will see everything you just heard there. You will just be able to match a picture up with it. And you'd be like, wow, she doing everything in house for self. She in school, she in college at Boston University. You know what I'm saying? And she's still kicking and staying true to a rap game and staying true to herself.
Well,
and
you know, Boston, they got them like the hottest music colleges out there too. So, you know, a lot of good musicians come out of there. Yes, indeed. One of my boys graduated from, I believe it was Boston, and this guy plays guitar, sings like Marvin Gaye in his prime, you know what I mean? He produces, knows how to play every instrument, you know? So them cats out of Boston, if they're doing music, they're on another level.
But okay, my bad. That's real music. That don't have no place in the industry. My bad.
Exactly.
I almost slipped, you know. I almost made the industry look like it was real, and it was really looking for music. My bad. I apologize.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No problem, man.
Yeah,
we know how it is.
But that's why we got the internet. That's why we taking this thing over. You know, as I say, you know, motherfuck FM, motherfuck AM. You know, and if they don't want to come in and see the revolution that we've been setting for years now. And that's what this is. It's just a revolution, you know what I'm saying? And then within the next, I'd say probably it's going to take us at least past the 2012 dumbass scare for everybody to dump their ass onto the internet, and then they're going to get scared of shit because they're going to get scared of listening to the radio and scared of watching TV. And they're going to motherfucking, you know, pay attention to nothing but this internet. Watch now. Watch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guaranteed.
That's why the labels, they're already converting, you know what I mean? They're already converting straight digital. They're going straight for the social networking, you know what I mean? All the labels are switching over, just like, you know, the gas companies are going to switch over to propane and everything else, you know what I mean? Water power, hydro power. So it's all a monopoly, but we have to tackle it before they do it. You know what I mean? And monopolize their asses out of it. You know what I mean? Because this independent thing is the way to go.
Man, if it ain't indie, it offends me. That's what I tell them all. You know what I'm saying? It's all
straight
about independence. It's all
straight
about
up.
Independence. So, you know, I welcome you to the show, my brother. I'll be tuning in to Goofy Bone about 20 more minutes, you know what I'm saying, hanging out on his show. And together, man, we got this thing that we formed called the Trilateral Commission. Was Florida, California, and Texas. My other homeboy is in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, Seti J. He got a show on here, too, Life After Death Live. I don't know if you ever tuned into it. But, you know, we all share. What we do is if he get music, he sends it to me. And then just between the three of us, you get in the three different states. You feel me? That's how that's how we send the music out. Fuck an email blast to DJ, I don't know who the fuck you is, and if you gonna listen to the music. You know what I'm saying? We send this to two DJs, me and Sadie J, two bona fide DJs, and Goofy Bone is a bona fide artist, you know what I'm saying, that promotes other artists. But you don't even find that, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. You know, he promoting others as well as sticking to his own projects and promoting himself, but not just, you know what I'm saying, pushing himself, showing love to everybody. So that's what we focus on is, you know, really networking worldwide, state to state, and getting this music, you know what I'm saying, out of the state, really. And that's why we deal with Side Night over in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying,
oh,
Australia. Yeah, Side Night is in the Netherlands, so, you know. And then we got my co-host before him was Miss Tasha Triple X. She in the Australia, Perth, Australia. So, I mean, through BTR, man, we can go a few places in the world. You know what I'm saying? And
oh,
welcome,
yeah.
With some welcome arms. So that's a scary feeling, but it's a true feeling because there's real people out there, not just these assholes that we deal with. You know what I'm saying, in the United States every day that just don't want to give up a dollar and shit, and damn sure ain't finna get their bed up.
Exactly.
You know, but you go to another country, shit, they get their whole house up to you, and everything, what's mine is yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and that's
yeah.
The way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's that, man.
I was blessed enough to tour Japan, and on that exact same note, man, they'll give you their house, food, board, you know what I mean? Everything, because they truly appreciate the music out there. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like we lost the appreciation for good music just because we bootleg so hard out here. But out there overseas, oh, man, if you could send that female MC out there, they'll love her to death. You know what
well,
I mean? She'll do good.
See, that's the whole flip side of it, though. I mean, true enough, we might bootleg a little bit, but when it comes to them, shit, they copying like everything else. You know what I'm saying? Once it becomes hot, then they repackage it and sell it, which makes it even worse. You know what I'm saying? Because now you thinking you getting BBS bands because it's packaged, but you ain't getting shit. At least when we bootleg you, when we put you out on the streets, you know what I'm saying? We putting you directly into the hood. So, you know, everybody, like me personally, I sell mixed CDs and different albums because I support so many independent artists that I put them on the albums. So when Rick Ross came out, you know what I'm saying, he only had 14 tracks on his album. His album is 20 tracks after I sell it. Because it's six independent artists at the end of the album. So basically, I just gave you Rick Ross's complimentary because I don't give a fuck about him no way. I give a fuck about the independent artists. So in order, I'm a Malcolm X type thinker. Enemies necessary. And got to get it done. You know what I'm saying? By enemies necessary, we got to get the music out there and into their ears.
I don't really look at that as bootlegging because you're doing it properly. You know what I mean? I want to know your thoughts on the ability just to be able to go on the net and get any album possible off these blog sites.
Oh, well,
you know
I
what I mean?
But see, at the same
that to
time,
me,
this
I
is,
think
is. This is what I get all the way back to, though. If you start to point the finger, you have to point the finger at the ISPs. Because they are allowing that content to be transferred.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If I'm paying $100 to Bright House to get onto the internet, you all should have already had stipulations set up before I got on. Don't point the finger at me saying I'm wrong because I done, you know, typed in free and free came up. Just like our mind thinks. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I'm just doing what I'm paying for. I'm paying for it. That's, you know, they can say this, that. I'm paying for it. If it's out there and I can get it and it's through the internet, I'm going to get it. But that should be in any human thinking. You know what I'm saying? That if it's out there offered on the internet, they're going to get it. So point the finger at the record companies because they shouldn't be sitting up there putting, you know what I'm saying, so-called leaking music out. When it comes right from the executives, you know what I'm saying? It don't be leak. It ain't no such thing as no leak. It ain't no way you could tell me it's a leak. You know what I'm saying? Who the hell would want that song? Nobody would know unless you have to leak it out in order. That's the key thing when these record companies be leaking artists out. They leak certain songs out because they want to see the response. If it gets a good response, okay, well, fuck it. Let's go ahead and flood the whole album Oh, let's not. Let's hold that.
You know
back
what it also
throw a couple of
that sounds
mixtapes.
Like, Smelly, is basically another form of shelving the artist.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So if it doesn't do good on the test, then they know for sure not to put it out, right?
That is what you get for signing to a record label. This is why I do
exactly.
not deal with commercial artists. If you want your creativity taken from you, yeah, then go ride the bench. Go ride the bench. Go join the sports team that you done seen, the Bulls that you done seen on TV. But, nigga, you can't even play basketball. So why would you want to go join a winning team when you just learning how to play the game? And I deal with these artists every single day, at least here in Tampa, Florida. They just learning how to play the game. They just learning how to dribble. They don't even know how to cross over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then they thinking that they can shoot from half court, though. That's their mentality. They can shoot from half court, but they don't even know how to do a free throw. You know, they don't have the basics.
Exactly.
And
they
run to the record company talking about, oh, look, I got this, I got that. They don't have no stage presence. They don't have no units pushed in the street. They don't have nothing.
Exactly.
But they want somebody to give them
no experience at all. Exactly.
So what does the record company do? Say, okay, I need bodies to fill up my bench. So when people come along, they see 30 people signed to my record label. Although I'm only pushing one person off this record label, I got these other 30 people.
The main seller.
Potential. They are potential. These are all my
exactly.
potential. But I'm gonna put all my money into Jay-Z right now. Shit, Jay-Z is selling quadruple platinum. Why am I going to invest in Lil Mama and try to make her hot?
And what's funny about that, Smelly, if we were the major labels, we would do the exact same thing, even though it's not the right thing to do because that's what business is.
It's business.
So I think cats need to realize that this whole signing to a label shit is totally a myth.
Yeah,
you know what
business.
I mean? And it's
that's,
been
back
a myth.
In the days now. Back
yeah,
in the
back
days,
in the days, they're like the DJ
when they
Quick
were going to look for Boys to Men, when you know what I'm saying, and them niggas was on the corner,
oh, yeah.
All of that? Okay, yeah.
That was the last of it.
That was the last. That was the last, and all y'all should shoot yourselves in the foot for that because y'all created that. With the creation of CDs, I guess with the revolutionizing of the music industry, and if you didn't adapt to it, then you just got assed out because all these artists now are assed out. If you don't get your grind on, even with Luda and them back in the days, Luda, Master P, Too Short, all these artists that sold thousands, ten thousands, and thousands of units out of their
trunk
before.
Out the trunk. Yeah.
You can't. Where's the mentality? Where's the mentality of these artists at now? They don't have any. You know, they don't feel their hot. They do not feel their hot. They do not feel their hot. I've been to so many music conferences within the past year, this conference, that conference, seminars, and all this kind of crap. But the same thing every single time. I ask the artist, man, let me get a pressed up CD. None of them have that. Okay, you're already shooting yourself. Let me get a mixtape. I don't have that. Okay, let me see your single. But when they hand you the single, it looked like a football play. Because it's written all over, all the way around the CD. Man, check me out on track 12, 13, then flip it back to 1, then go to, man, I ain't got time for all that. Because they don't know how to focus on their goals, on just what they want. All I want is a hot song. That's what DJs want. You should want the same thing.
And for the artists out there, what Smelly's talking about is having the proper presentation, because that first impression is everything.
It is. Everything, and you wonder why you should get thrown in the trash.
Oh yeah,
you know,
oh,
and
yeah.
it's not that we don't have time, but it's like it's just like a record label. How many artists I got every day that send me something by email or bring something to me? Just man, would you push this for me? That's every single day I receive something by email, but then every day. Somebody's riding around the neighborhood handing out some CD like they're the next to blow. But what I'm asking them, are you selling this? I don't care if it's one song on the CD. Sell it for a buck.
Exactly.
There is no room to give anything away unless you already know my music is on the radio, my music is circulating, and then every car, when it passed down the street, like Rick Ross and Jeezy, if you ain't being circulated like them cats there, you ain't doing nothing for yourself but wasting your money. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of these artists do. They waste their money and waste DJs' time and waste producers' time and A&R reps' time. And then when it comes time to get signed to a label, now they only want to even talk to you because you have nothing in the background. You don't have no resume. You don't have a musical resume, an EPK kit, nothing.
A bio.
A press kit. Yeah, half of these cats don't even have a bio. You asking around bio on themselves. And they'll be like, well, I started rapping back in 95, and then, man, what? No.
Oh, man, that's exactly what it is.
This is what I deal with, bro. I'm telling you, man, this is why all I deal with is independent artists. That's all I deal with. And
I'm you know what, Smelly? I think we need you out
here. But
we need you out here in L.A. We need you out here in L.A., fam.
They don't want me in L.A. because I don't fuck with stars, dog. One thing about me, I ain't starstruck by no goddamn body. And I'll tell you, kiss my ass in a minute if you ain't on the same level in the goals that I'm trying to get to. It don't matter to me who you is. You can be Obama. God damn it, Obama don't listen to rap music. What I'm fucking with him for?
Why
I'm
going to
send some money to him? He the president
of
the United States.
Why I'm going to
send some money to him? You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. But you see, L.A., we have a major, what they call underground scene, you know what I mean, where there's artists that do big out here that you would never see on the commercial scene, but they're selling, you know, a good $300,000 a year, you know what I mean, making
yeah.
that independent,
Jada
that independent
that's
shit.
A Jada Kiss type, yeah.
Actually, they're actually beneath these cats, but they're still doing it, you know what I mean? It's a real focused independent scene we have here. Cats like, if you ever heard of Abstract Rude and Freestyle Fellowship.
That was back in the days, though. Yeah,
yeah.
Abstract Rude. I
you know what I mean?
The days. Yeah.
These are cats that are still doing it, that created a scene in L.A. that has nothing to do with the labels, nothing to do with the commercial mainstream, but it's like we have a big base here, and we need cats like you that can organize shit, because that's why the L.A. scene is sort of dead now, because all the organizers and the people with know-how, you know what I mean? Just bowed out. You know what I mean? So I think you would do real good out here, man, because
I'm looking for
a
change. Well, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm looking for a change like a motherfucker, man. I told all my artists, you know, I'm getting the fuck up out of Florida, period. I can't do anything for you here. You know what I'm saying? I can't do anything for you here. I can't keep taking you to club after club when the DJs that even I smoke with, I drink with, I kick it with, they don't turn around and play your shit. That's a problem with me.
You're not seeing the growth out there that you want to see?
Nah, man. I mean, and I'm putting in my grind, bro. I got too many. You can follow me on YouTube and see all the my activity. Just go to YouTube and look up DJ Smells So Good, and you will see all of the artists, bro, that I mean. I go to these cats' little shows, and you know what I'm saying? I put them on video. I don't charge them. You know what I'm saying? I should be charging them up the ass. But they broke. How can I charge you for something when you broke and you don't want to sell your units to pay me? So this is why I got to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? I need to get paid for my craft. I'm 32 years old, bro. I ain't no spring chicken. So, you know, all that trying to motherfucking, you know, just stand stagnant and wait for them to learn the game, it's not going to happen. So I got to get out. Take their music out. I mean, I ain't finna abandon them. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna abandon you as a personal artist. Like, I ain't finna shake your hand no more. Because I'm in L.A. or I'm in California trying to get your damn music to whoever on the underground scene that's making it hot. Because that's where your music belongs at, just in another state or another city. Because once it gets there and they like it, well, then everybody gonna like it. But you got to be outside
exactly.
the box. You got to be outside the box. And
exactly.
That's how I operate. I'm outside the box. I'd rather be in Bucharest colder than a motherfucker if I know they jamming and buying 50,000 units a month of nothing but independent music. Fuck it. I can stand the cold. When I come
straight
back
up.
Home, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going to be paid. We all going to get what we wanted out of this. And that's the whole point. You know,
well, like
we
they say, you
going.
Know, it ain't where you from, it's where you at.
Well,
you
yeah.
know, and that's obviously where it's hot is where it's at. You know, so wherever it's hot is where we have to be. And if it's Japan, if it's Minnesota, we got to be there. You know what I mean?
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? If it's wherever, that's where I'm at. If it's Alaska, on the bridge to nowhere, goddamn it, well, I'm at the motherfucking end of the bridge looking over for some indie artists.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sarah Palin.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're a bridge to nowhere, so that's what time it is, man.
Yeah.
But, yo, man, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, I like politricking. I don't politic. You know what I'm saying? Shit, politricking, guys, because all that shit is tricks anyway, so.
Yeah, I hate politics, man.
Yeah.
I hate politics.
Just politic, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all
exactly.
they're doing anyway. Trying to trick a lot of people.
Well, you
morning.
Know what politics is? If you break down the word, poly is many.
It's
and
many
ticks
bugs.
Is bloodsuckers.
Many motherfucking bugs, you know what I'm saying? And
you
it
know?
Might be some, it might be, and I just can't see through the allegory yet of all this bed bug shit in New York. I'm telling you, man, I cannot. This is allegory, though. It's not bad.
Exactly.
Bugs. It's something else going on, man. I'm telling you, bro. And that's because I'm doing some other kind of reading, and I don't even need to be talking about it on the radio station. But what I'm saying is the bed bug shit, that's some flugazi shit right there. That is some flugazi.
It's a metaphor for something else, huh?
For some, it is now. You got to see beyond that. See beyond that, people. That's what I'm to the world. All my New York people, see beyond that bullshit now. It's too many of y'all. Y'all been there too many years for this so-called foot flu to motherfucking
epidemic.
You feel me? Oh, no, it's the foot flu. Everybody, hide your feet. Your feet going to get cold.
Exactly.
It's snowing.
Man.
God damn, what?
Oh, man.
And they
government
want people to swallow the pill, man.
Exactly.
And they want to swallow the pill. Swallow the pill, people. Jeez, I should have played that in the real world. I got two little commentaries. I got one by, what's your boy? What's his name? He always out there. David, what's his last name? Oh, man. The white dude, he got his own website and everything, man. He be all in the government face. Exposing
David
the
Icke.
Bilderberg Group.
David Icke.
Is that him?
Yeah.
He'd be exposing the Bilderberg Group and all that.
Or
not
you could be Britain. Talking about Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Yeah, you talking about the Britain dude. Yeah, I'm watching.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm all on all that. I'm on all that. I'm on all that.
Yeah.
You ain't going to say too many names, and I'm going to be like, huh? I'm on all that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Alex Jones. And I got one called We Are Not Your Slaves.
Mm.
And I got it from Cyanide. I got both of them Cyanide. I mean, but when you hear them, man, he got is one that's Alex Jones and the other one's called The Real World. I don't forget who that's by, but both of them is like, damn, that's
makes you think.
That's, it makes you think. It really do. It really do, man. It just it makes you overthink. That's what you're supposed to do anyway. You goddamn. Put your brain in the overdrive. Overthink this shit.
Like the whole Zeitgeist movement and all that.
But see, the only thing that kind of, I don't know, I guess throws me off is because, you know, it here in Tampa, and it really, even when I run into Masons and all that kind of, they ain't on that shit. They
exactly.
ain't on that shit. They is
you
not
know
on
what?
That
you
shit.
Hit it. You hit it. It's just a distraction.
They is not on that shit. They will bring out all of this, oh, look at this $20 bill bullshit and look at the coins back. All this fake fuck shit. That I don't want to hear that. If you know
exactly.
you talk to, then talk to me. You don't have to talk to me in code. I'm a human being. I'm not
exactly.
more code. Just talk to me. I see beyond that. I'm showing you that by the way I'm talking to you. So that obviously should show you or tell you something. I see beyond that. I understand what you're saying, so talk to me. But these dudes, they don't know what they're talking about. They do not know. And I call them the enlightenment. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not truly enlightened. They are enlightened on book type shit or shit that they get out of a book. You know what I'm saying?
Regurgitation.
Somebody presented this
And plagiarizing.
Oh, man. You can't present me nothing that I ain't finna check three times over.
Exactly. You know, I feel that. That's exactly how I am. That's exactly
how
I am.
You gotta be there, bro. You have to. It is not a want. It is a have. You have to. You have to, bro. You have to take your ass outside sometimes to get the fuck off the computer to see, yeah, okay, there ain't no motherfucking aliens out there. But if you paid attention to the goddamn computer all the time or the TV, your brain would automatically program to think that that shit is actually going on. And that is a lot of reason why we so fucked up in this world and we got that yin and yang shit going on. Because you got people living in reality and you got people living on the fucking internet and then stuck in the TV, the boob tube.
The Matrix.
They
plugged into the Matrix.
Oh, man.
And then you got the cats like us. We're unplugged. You know what I mean? We unplugged ourselves from that shit.
Walking around, bro, it is dumbfounding.
Zombies.
It is absolutely dumbfounding. And when you start showing people certain things and you can see the curiosity on their face, they want, the want is there, but you will never see them people again. You will never see them people again. And those are the truly lost people around you.
Yes.
The people that, who don't
yes,
want to come
sir.
Back and continue to feed off of what you got to offer. Well, thank you for staying fucking around me because you're wasting my energy. You're wasting, you know what I'm saying, my glow. You know, I ain't glowing for no fucking reason, dog. I'm not glowing
exactly.
to just lead you into darkness. You know what I'm saying? You don't come from the light into darkness. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. It's not no backwards. You come from the darkness into light because that's your vision to see. If you can't see that, then take the fucking sunglasses off. Motherfuckers trying to be too cool. You know, that's what we got now. I'm too cool to learn shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm too cool to be smart.
Exactly.
That's definitely
oh,
too
wow.
cool. The girls ain't going, man, bruh. We have to set up a show, man. We have to set up a show.
Yes, sir.
I don't bite my tongue.
Chop it up, man.
I don't do. See, I don't bite my tongue, man. And I, yeah, fuck it. The secrets of the world
right
got to come out.
You
know,
right on,
it's not a secret. It's only a secret if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I can tell you that straight in your face. If you still know what the fuck I'm talking about, then it's still a secret.
The secret is there's no secrets.
There's no secret. It's only a secret from yourself.
Exactly.
You know, I'm telling you. If you can't hear that I'm telling you, then therefore it is still a secret. It's still a secret. It's still concealed. You conceal it within yourself. And a lot of people do that on a daily basis. And it just pisses me off that the enlightened brothers that I meet are still so much in the dark, man, that I have to go to the left of them. I like to be on the right side with you, but sometimes I just got to go to the left. I got to just get the fuck away from you and just go on around you, and I can get back on the right because I got to go around you. You're a detour. You're a detour in the path right now. You know, some people just need to just, you don't want to take it drastic, but geez, people, y'all need y'all head shot the fuck off and got a new head replaced.
And like you were saying, man, I suggest if you're listening to somebody and they sound like they're coming straight out of a book, stop listening.
Stop listening. If you hear that verbatim, like I'm almost there preaching. I'm sorry.
Quotations, the straight quoted out the book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was in a preacher. My bad. Oops. Sorry, people. Didn't mean to put that out there. But, yeah. Church, read it. Why does the church have to read it if you read it and you are instructing the church? Reading it for themselves. Okay, church, I need y'all to go home and take this home now. After you've done your whole sermon, church, take this home and read this. So you will have better understanding for yourself. Because if a church is trying to read along, why are they sitting and listening to you in church? People can't do two things at once. People can't scratch their heads and rub their stomach at the same time.
Exactly.
Some people have to listen, and that's the only thing. That's how they learn, by focusing. Just like in school, you know what I'm saying? When I learned better by paying attention to the teacher than the teacher telling me to go to page 12 and read along in the book while they're sitting there trying to do the lecture. I can do that at home. I can do that at home. I got time to sit there. Right now, I'm trying to listen and learn exactly what you're trying to teach me. Left, right, up, down. Okay, the book ain't going to show it. It's not going to illustrate that. So if you illustrate that, then I can go back into the book and I can visualize that and I can see that illustration more clearly than just trying to sit up there and really ignore you, because we don't use both sides of our brains, so the other side is actually ignoring you. It's not going in. Information is only going in one nostril. It's not going in both. You're not getting all that air like you're supposed to. You're only getting a little bit of the air. So you know your brain's not getting properly fed. That's what we're living in right now, man. That's what we're living in, on top of all the false prophesizing, false preaching, and the
televangelism
and everything that goes along with it. In the name of, and then everybody want to put it in the name of. Well, it's in the name of this. It's in the name of that. It's in the name of this. It's in the name of nothing, though. Really, and when it comes to the end, it's in the name of nothing. Know thyself, and you will know the truth. And you will know
there
the
it
truth.
Is.
That simple little statement, bro. And when I turned 30, I started understanding it. And at 32, I overstand it. But then I'm still in it. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm still in it, though. So
you're trying to get the understanding.
To get the, you know, I'm past that. I'll overstand it. Okay, I got that. I'm done with that. Okay. I'm done with that. I'm here with me. I'm one with me. I am one with me. I'm loving everything about me, head to toe, in and out. I'm loving everything about me. Learn how to take care of that. But it's your surroundings, you know what I'm saying, that really, bro, that's why I want to get out of Florida, though. I have to get out of Florida because of my surroundings is not right. First of all, this ain't even my birthplace. That's why I got all my antennas is fucked up, because I want to go home so bad and pick up some good reception. But I'm here, you know what I'm saying, with my reception block, because they got everybody's reception block. You know what I'm saying? They have everybody's reception is blocked. You know, you like what's this shit that they done got down here now? You know, they took away free television, so you don't get free TV no more. You got to buy the damn digital converter box. Even when you buy the digital converter box, it only gives you a few channels unless you upgrade to the premium converter box, and then we'll give you the rest of the channels that we only showing you real fuzzy. Come on, man. How did you just take something free and sell it back to me?
Wow.
This is what they're doing down here in Florida right now. And the converter boxes cost you $80 to watch free television.
Man.
Come on, man. Come on, brother. This is sponsored by your local government.
Do you think this is a conspiracy to basically prevent us from getting things for free anymore, such as music and being able to just hit that switch that they have, that they possess? I think they call it the kill switch, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That they can shut down the internet, they can shut down everything that has to do with the internet, then you don't have nothing coming through. From TV to radio to music to anything else, and they got the kill switch. So you think this is part of their conspiracy?
But if you comfortable with all of that, just like Goofy Bone and a couple other pet owners, Cyanide included, they're comfortable with their pet being shot up with a RFID chip. They're comfortable. Mm. They're comfortable with that. And they, see, nobody understands what I'm saying. A dog is a human being. A cat is a human being. They're just as human as us. They got emotions and go through everything that we go through. They are beasts in this jungle just like we are. We are savage beasts walking around among other savage beasts. We just can't communicate with them, and they can't communicate with us clearly. But for some reason, the Lord got us all getting along. And that's what we are, dog. That's really what we are. We just savage beasts walking around. People don't want to really, you know, look at themselves like that. But when you eating chicken and you hungry, you don't get no fork out and no spoon and then pull a piece of chicken off. You feel me? You grab a piece of chicken
exactly.
by the hand and you ravage that piece of chicken. You feed your hunger just like
you
a lion
that,
does.
That science right there is smelly because the scientists prove that we are predators. Anything with eyes in the front of the face is automatically a predator.
Right. Whether it's for,
so
naturally,
for
anything.
Yeah, so naturally we are predators, you know what I mean? So you're right about that. It's just people need to acknowledge that.
Yeah, but then they want to, you know, but because it's not human form, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay to kill mice and use them for experiments. It's okay to kill monkeys because and use them for experiments. They can't talk. They can't tell their true feelings. Go ahead and use them. So it's okay to inject this shit into your dogs, but you don't know what the fuck that's doing, you know what I'm saying, inside your dog. Really? Everywhere your dog go, you go. So that means they tracking you without even having to put a chip in you.
Well, I could tell you just off science, automatically it's killing the dog or killing whoever gets a foreign metal man-made object put into something that's from nature.
Come on, man. You can't put no kind of nothing into nothing. And this is my other thing, though, like what you were saying, though, with the kill switch. So if you link a person up with the RFI, with the chips, and you hit that kill switch, that's linked to all them fucking chips. That's linked to
all
them fucking
chips. Well, let's not forget
about
the newest chip that they got that they plan on using on the humans, the nanobot chips. And these things can go in there and grab onto your cells and shut down your nervous system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. You're right on it.
That's the new America, though. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like to be – and I don't even know your nationality, brother. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this. I'm going to make this statement like this here. And this is my personal feeling. If I had $10 million and I already calculated it out, if I had $10 million, I would fly 100,000 black folks up out of the United States. And it's not for permanent. This is not for permanent. This is for a 30-day education back to the motherland, back to Africa. I don't care what part you go to, whether it be Egypt, the Sudan, whatever. Africa's so big, you can go wherever. I'm not telling you where to go, but I'm telling you to go back home and learn some culture before you come back over here so you can open your eyes on this bullshit. This Michael Jackson Never Never Land that you're living in. That's what this is. This is Michael Jackson's Never Never Land. They killed him off, so now they can go ahead and really take the land, take the ranch over, and keep it moving.
I feel you on that, man.
I broke it down to my homeboy. We got Busch Gardens right here. We got Busch Gardens. You know what I'm saying? With all these so-called tourists, you know how many black folks from right here go to Busch Gardens and actually know the animals, know the species, the different birds, snakes, and everything else in there? I can probably tell you none of them. But do you know how many Germans, Japanese, Chinese people, and all this that they fly in from different countries
Millions.
To learn this shit? And do you know that they learn it? They learn it. And you know what that is? This is what I broke it down to. That's a pre-training ground for them to take their ass over to Africa, and then they going to bring back that experience through their eyes for us to see.
Exactly.
And that is what you're getting right now. You cannot tell one black person and ask them where they're from or from whence they came and where they're going. You can't ask them that. You can't ask them none of that. They ain't going to know nothing. They're going to say right here, I'm from 34th and Chelsea Street, Tampa, Florida. I didn't ask you that. I asked you where you from. Where are you from? And that question is so deep that they can't get that deep. It's not there. It's the plan has worked. The Willie Lynch plan has worked. And it's still working. And it's so sad of a fact that the one man can destroy a whole race one man. They talking about one man can't. Shit me, one man destroyed an entire race of people with in one day. That's
you're right, Smelly. You're right 100%. And I think the biggest misnomer in every race and every other culture is that when you forget that we all descend from Africa. And we're all descendants of Africa.
Every single strand of different bloodline comes from a strand from Africa.
And when people realize this, I think everybody needs to go back there. But I know what you're saying. It's mainly the unaware. But you know what I mean? I think everybody, every race needs to go back and acknowledge.
That's when you're talking about the destruction of the United States, honestly. That's when you're talking about the total destruction of the United States, because then everybody else would understand the United States ain't shit. They would actually realize that, wow, I thought I had freedom. You ain't got shit. You ain't got shit but the freedom to walk outside, breathe, and feel that good sun, and to walk around and make life choices. But if you try to actually live, and I mean live the American way, hell no. No, you shoot yourself in the fucking foot for trying to live the American way. It's no such thing as the American way. There is no such thing. We live in a capitalistic country that's all about cash flow. Cash flow in and cash flow out. So if you're not a person that's able to benefit that system of cash flow in, cash flow out, then we don't need you here. So either you're going to be a prisoner that's going to be in the prisons helping us make this money, or you're going to be on outside being a dope boy, helping the circulation of the dope go around, or either you're going to have to be some part of the system or you're going to get the fuck up out of this country. And that's why they send everybody else back. Jamaicans, they send their extradite people. They don't keep them here to waste time at our prisons. So if we fuck y'all up in our prisons, you know what I'm saying, then your government going to come over here and want to start a war with us. Hell no, let's get them the hell up out of here. Extradite them back to their damn country.
Ooh, there it is.
Come on, man. You got to oversee that, bro. They the overseers, so oversee them.
Exactly, man. I see it now.
You know, oversee them, bro. It's just what time it is, man. I ride around every day, you know what I'm saying, with no fear. I don't give a fuck if police jump behind me and I'm smoking a blunt. I'm free. You know, I'm free. I'm free to live. I'm free just to be me, because I'm just a free person in this big-ass world that we don't have enough lifetime to explore the world. We don't even have. We don't waste half of it dealing with this dumb shit. When we could have been out, you know what I'm saying, doing what they've been spoon-fed. And I'm just saying people of prominence. And that could be black, white, Puerto Rican, that could be anything. People of prominence who got fed with that silver spoon in their mouth. Because it's not just white folks. They want to play it up like it's white folks. But it's millions and millions of people every day that are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And really, that's a hindrance, because that's taking you away from reality. You will still believe it, and that false reality.
I can't stand
reality.
The motherfuckers, man. I can't
you
stand
are still
the
believing
silver,
in that
the
false
silver
reality.
It's the you silver
are believing
spooners.
In that false reality. That's what you're
exactly.
believing in. It. This silver spoon is the key to everything. Just like you got Arabians that come over here, and you know, the United States treats them with a spoon in their mouth at first. At first, now. But then once they get in here, okay, they take that motherfucking spoon out your mouth and they show you the American way. Now you get your ass in here and get in, fit in just like the rest of the Americans. And that's why a lot of these Arabians come down here and they find themselves in the hard way, you know. But you will not see these motherfuckers on no goddamn street corners panhandling. You have never seen a Chinese person standing on a street corner panhandling. You never
well,
seen a Japanese
like,
person.
I'm sure you noticed. Like you were saying, as soon as they get here, they're handed a business.
They're handed it. And if they fail, they have family that's not going to allow them to fail, because what do most countries believe in? Saving face. Saving their integrity. It's all about integrity. You ain't going to come over here and embarrass us. You get your ass back home. You're not going to go to the United States Everybody who comes over here to the United States represents their homeland. Mexicans represents Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Haitians
yep.
represents Haiti. You know, Europeans represent Europe. So you are that's a lot to be coming to the United States with, but it's a true fact. You come with a lot of baggage on you already. You coming with a lot of expectations that when you come here, you're going to excel because technically, you're supposed to be more technologically and more knowledgeably advanced than the Americans. They're supposed to be, even though they lie and say Europe is 20 years behind. Europe is 20 years ahead of us, or plus. In technology, where it counts, not fashion. They might still look like they dressing like the Spice Girls or New Kids on the Block. Who gives a fuck about fashion? The United States. They're the only ones in the world that plays up fashion, plays up materialistic items to the utmost. I mean, to the T. They will play it up like it is God. They play material up like it is God. But you go everywhere else. Germany, which I've been, I spent the year, I've been to Italy, been to a couple of different countries. Everywhere over there treated me like I was the Messiah coming down to the ground. Treated me like the Messiah, like I was the Lord himself just came back. Doors opening, fine. I ain't never met these people. I'm in a completely different country. I don't know these people. They don't know me. They don't know nothing. They know more about me than I know about myself, though. Message. You go other places, they know more about you than you know about yourself. And they will sit down and tell you about yourself. Like Americans always say, I'll tell you about yourself. When you go to another country, let them tell you about yourself. And your head would be so blowed up. You really wouldn't want to come back because they're going to deflate that bitch as soon as you step off that fucking plane. They're going to pop that motherfucker. Shit. Oh, shit, he done learned something. Get him. Pow. You can't let him get around other people and spread that type of knowledge around. It's a dangerous thing, man. Knowledge is a very, very, it's the only thing that is not controllable. You cannot control the knowledge and the words that come out of a person's mouth unless you program it first. But then that's the only thing that you can do. You can try to program it. And that's why we got all these fake-ass movies that come out. You got all these fake-ass television shows. You got all these fake-ass teachers in the schools that y'all send y'all kids to learn this fake-ass education. And that we've all been brought up on, a fake-ass education. We've all been brought up on that. Columbus Day, St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, Christmas. All these fake-ass holidays that have no meaning when you do the trace on them. Have no meaning, no substance. And the only basis that they have is from what they've made a replica of, and that's our holidays in Africa. That's our festivities
in
Africa.
And, of course, when you look at the history books, it's all edited for what the government wants you to know. You'll never see, like, I go back, because I like the Sumerian epic and the whole Sumerian culture thing. And I go back in history and I don't remember reading more than two paragraphs. But then you'll see like maybe a whole chapter dedicated to like the war against the Indians. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's it's all
keep it
chosen.
Down. Keep them down. To keep you down.
It's all edited finally where they're giving you what they want you to know. Not the truth. You know what I mean?
Man, they threaten parents. When parents say they want to homeschool their kids, they put all this red tape in the way. Because they don't want
shit, man.
Parents
I'm in
at
Cali.
The house. You know what I'm saying? They
man,
don't want parents.
I have to
differentiate. Now, this is the South, the deep, dirty South. I got to put it that way. This is the deep, dirty South. I mean, this is where racism ends at, if you want to look at it. This is where racism ends, and then the tip of the North is where racism begins at, because that's when you start getting all into, Idaho and all these other places that and ain't no black people at, and it ain't by coincidence. It ain't no Mexicans, and it ain't by coincidence. Ain't
you're talking
no Hispanic,
about, like, the Bible Belt.
And it's not – what did you just say?
The Bible Belt.
Okay, now you heard what you just said, and I've never heard that. I'm going to go look that up.
Wow.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. You know,
well,
I've heard
said
of the black.
It, that's what I got in my head was the Bible Belt, and I know it's a bunch of racist KKK
but,
cluckheads, you know what I mean?
But this is what's going to fuck you up. And if when you compare these two, you know the black belt. You've never heard of the black belt. Okay.
Nah.
Damn, that is so crazy. Oh, my God. That
wow.
is too crazy. Wow. Let me explain to you what the black belt is. The black belt is the slave trade that first came down here to the dirty South. The slave trade started all the way from Africa, and actually you can follow the seas. The way that the storms follow, the storms start from Africa, and they get worse as they go along. That's where all storms originate from.
Mm.
It's not a curse. That's just natural geographics. All storms originate
yes.
out of Africa.
Has to do with
yeah.
the jet stream.
With the jet stream, yeah. So when it, a black the black belt runs all the way from you can always really you can start I think at Haiti, because that's where we started first jumping off the boat at. All the way up to Michigan, and I mean you can take it's a route on the map. It's a black belted, it's a black belt.
Wow.
It's a black line all the way from Haiti. I believe it starts from Haiti all the way to Michigan. And this black belt, what it is, it's the slave. It shows you the slave route to where they stopped in each port, in each state, and dropped off slaves, except for Florida. Florida, and people don't believe that. Florida was a slave-free state. We were just a transfer point for slaves. That's all we was. We were just a transfer point, you know what I'm saying, through our ports, because we was more industrial for agriculture and all that. You know what I'm saying? So we had Cubans and everybody else down here. So this was just a point of passage. You know what I'm saying? Some people that
escaped, yeah.
and some people didn't. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we got Rosewood and all these other little spots. That
well, wouldn't you say the majority came through that area though? Just
yeah,
being
yeah.
that it's like within that belt area.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
It's
oh,
almost
yeah.
like if you were to hop on a boat and just. Float your ass from that point of Africa, it would take you directly to that
it
point
would
in
port to port to port to port. It would
exactly.
cruise you all the way up to Michigan. It would cruise you along
wow.
the entire black belt, bro. It's a black belt, and then since you just said it, it's a Bible belt. It's a black and a white belt.
Wow.
That is too crazy right there. It is two completely different passages, and I guarantee if you look on a map, they're going to have an outlining so-called Bible Belt that's going to connect all of these states that
wow.
represent this Bible Belt. If you look down at the bottom, the southern part, you will see the black belt that runs in all the way up to Michigan.
So what we're saying is the Bible
Damn.
Belt is really the white belt.
Right. The black belt is the slave belt, and the white and the Bible belt is the master belt. That's the master belt.
Wow.
Hell to the nah. I'm telling you, bro. I learned about that a long time. And
I just learned something new with the black belt, man. That's deep.
Damn. That's diabolical right there. That is too diabolical for my thinking right
wow.
there. And for you to say the Bible belt, bro, well, they've been playing off a plagiarizing religion since they first, you know, since man first met each other.
Exactly, man.
Since man has met each other, religion has been plagiarized and made into its own image. Not God. Religion has been made into it. Because we all still serve one God. See, people don't understand. We still serve one God. Ain't nobody saying, you know, oh, holy cow in the sky, oh, holy cat in the sky. People are saying, oh, holy God in the sky. I don't care if you're Muslim, if you're Buddhism, you're Hinduism, that-ism, that-oh, whatever the hell, you still are saying God, though. Even the Ku Klux Klan, nastiest devil worshiper wannabe people, still will come out and say, oh, God, thank you, or thank something. They will put God in the picture. They will put that in the picture. So what is that really saying then? Even an atheist will sit up there in his time of hurt will say, oh, God, why are you coming out your mouth with God?